Welcome back, you guys. I know it hasn't been so long. It hasn't been long at all. In fact, I'm going to be posting both this one and the podcast we did yesterday at the same time. So, welcome back. Thank you for watching part two. I don't know if I'm going to call it that, but there's a whole lot that happened over the past, I'd say, 8 hours. Starting with the game, which we went to last night. You heard our predictions. I forgot what yours was. You said the Cavs were going to go up five. You said five?
Five games, I think.
And I said it was going to go to six. I was so hyped. That game was...
Well, if they leave JR on the court, it's going to be a four.
Yes. I mean, that was a fucking monumental failure of a play.
If you're LeBron, have you already bought your ticket out? You're gone, right?
Oh, yeah.
With teammates like that, if you're LeBron, you're done.
No, after like that right there puts like it's you know the what's it called the last straw in the camel's back. That was the nail in the camel's fucking.
And you know
back.
You know how you know
that
how,
was it. That was like I am so done with playing with a team and not like this wasn't like I have to carry the team because motherfucker he carried the team. This was like I
points,
have to think for the team.
51 points, 8 boards, 8 assists, but
8 rebounds, 8 assists.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is, see, you knew he was done. Because right after that happened, he just looked at JR like this.
Yeah.
Yelled at him. JR just told him straight up.
I thought we were in the lead.
And then he didn't even yell at him. He just walked away.
When they went to go sit at the bench, he sat a seat like there was a seat in between JR and him. No one was sitting there. He just could not be.
Yeah.
He was done. He was fucking done.
You know
when
you're like when parents are super mad, you know they. They're not even mad. They're disappointed.
Exactly.
That was, yo, LeBron that was is. Just disappointed. And I think that just says it all for the... And, like, as soon as that happened, the rest of the team just deflated.
Of course.
They lost OT.
Of course.
Fucking the Warriors did Warriors things, made some threes, and it was just done. And you gotta think, like, they're never gonna have another chance like that.
That's the thing, because you have to think about it like this. How many times throughout this entire series has Kevin Love put up 21 points? Zero. Literally zero. How many times in this entire series has LeBron James scored 51 points? Zero. Zero times. How many times have the Cavs played good fucking defense? I'd say probably two or three. But all of those things happening in one game, away, not at home, has been, like, this was it. This was the game this
The refs called. Some of those calls by the refs were terrible, though.
Fucking
at the end,
terrible.
And there were
against
a lot of pro-Warriors calls going on.
That offensive foul that they switched to a blocking foul on KD, I thought was rough. When you saw it in slow motion, yes, he was still moving. But when you saw it during the play, it looked like he got fucking trucked.
Yeah.
And it looked like
it's wild you can reverse shit like that. But it's just... LeBron's, you know, if LeBron puts up 50, 8-8, and they still lose, there's no hope.
They're
actually, like, relying on Jeff Green.
Exactly. Like, literally.
And Clarkson. Like, for finals minutes, it's insane. It's honestly insane. Kyle Korver paid 16. He only shot 3 times.
Oh, really?
Only shot 3 times. He went 1-for-3.
Jeez and Lord. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, like, watching that game last night was amazing. And on top of all of that...
Half an hour later.
What's it called? Not half an hour later. On top of all of that, what was I thinking? Yes, the Warriors. They missed maybe 5 wide open threes, which will not ever happen again. Which just doesn't happen. It was like 5 of them where I was just like... Oh, there goes another 3. And it went in and out, in and out, in and out. Maybe it was because Klay's ankle was hurt because it got rolled over. I don't know, but I do know that won't happen again. The Cavs are not going to have another chance like this. If the Cavs won and lost game 2, at least they would have had the insane momentum going back home. If the Cavs won this game going into Sunday, still the insane momentum. There's no momentum. Everyone's deflated. People are mad. Now we're having the conversation after the first game. Is LeBron leaving because of that one play?
I mean, Jared Smith, that was a bonehead move. You gotta know how much time's on the clock. He denied it after.
Of course he denied it after. Because what can you say?
He thought they were going to call a timeout. Ty Lue should have called that timeout immediately, too. But also, he did not expect JR to sprint away from the basket in the NBA
Finals. 4 seconds, 3.7 seconds left on the clock, or whatever the fuck was left. It was a shitty game to watch as a, no, it was an amazing game to watch as a LeBron fan. That was a shitty way to end.
Andre Iguodala's going to be back soon, and if he comes back, as soon as he comes back, it's done.
You think so?
It's done.
Yeah,
because as soon as he comes back,
because LeBron's not going to score 50 with Andre.
Yeah.
This is just not going to happen. I don't know if he's going to score 50, period. I mean, he just that's just an insane amount of
work. I mean, he's not going to stop LeBron, but he's going to make it harder.
It's going to definitely
if that 50 goes down to 35,
then they're getting blown out. Then they're getting blown out, literally getting blown out. And I think that was, so still, you still think the same thing going to five, or you think it's a sweep now?
I'll stick with five. I think LeBron's going to have one more big game in him.
Yes. I am still sticking my guns with the six. I'm not going to change my mind. I don't know why, but for some reason, whenever, like, when they played the Celtics, they would go home and they would drop, like, 70 on them in the first three quarters and then let the game get exciting in the fourth. But I really do think once they go home, hopefully by then, like, LeBron, I don't think LeBron's going to hold his grudge over J.R. Smith or the team and just come out on Sunday like lazy daisy, like I don't give a shit, because I don't think he thinks it's over. He was just super insanely upset. And then you saw, we were laughing earlier at the press conference, he was just so done with everything.
And he was wearing a suit with shorts.
Yeah, he was
a little,
like,
man bag. It looked good.
It looked good, but he was just so done. He walked off like he needs to cool down. And we'll see. After Sunday is when I'll probably change my mind. But we'll see what Sunday looks like.
If Sunday's a blowout,
then it's a sweep. If Sunday's a blowout, like 25, 30 points, then I'm like, all right, it's done. Let's call it a wrap. Congratulations, Warriors. You win another one. Which actually would be insane because Steph Curry would have 3 rings and LeBron.
KD the snake with 2 rings coming up, slithering from behind.
Yeah. And then last question on this. Burry, he's going to the Sixers? He's going to Houston?
I think he's going out west.
You think he's going out west?
He's either going out west or staying. I don't think he's going to the Sixers.
So you mentioned this yesterday, and I want you to reiterate the reason why. The rationale behind why you think
If he's staying in the East, he's not going to the Sixers. He's going to stay in Cleveland right out. Write it out.
Okay.
One more. He's going to sign a big-ass contract. Write it out. Or he could sign another one-year contract and do this whole thing again next year. But I think he's either staying in Cleveland or going out west. And out west, it's either L.A. or Houston.
Okay, so why do you think that? Okay,
Houston's one game away. He can play with Chris Paul and James Harden.
Okay.
Which, pretty good crew.
Do you think less of him for doing that?
No.
Okay. So you're not one of those guys.
What do you mean one of those guys?
Those guys LeBron, that are like, go. If LeBron goes over there, he's going to be doing the same thing.
But we've seen LeBron do it by him. We've seen LeBron by himself drag teams to the finals and lose multiple times.
Yeah. Right now, it'd be, like, seven times? No, five times.
We've also seen him in the finals with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love out. With just him and Dellavedova
going to game six.
Yeah,
making
it
a six-game series.
Right? So we know. And then we've seen him come back from 3-1. So he has nothing to prove. He came back from 3-1 with the best team ever to play NBA basketball.
Until they added KD.
Yes. But it's still 173.
Still is the best. So, literally is the best team that's ever played basketball.
And he
You're
beat
right.
him in the finals. So he has nothing
down
left to prove.
Down 3-1.
He has nothing left to prove. I think if he goes to Houston,
that's him. You think it's a strategic move? You think
I hate using the term mentally weak.
That's Stephen A's favorite term for KD.
No, I don't think KD's mentally weak, but James Harden now. I think there's now, it's like this undeniable history that, like, comes to elimination games, comes to elimination series.
That James Harden doesn't
James
have
Harden
it in him.
Just, it's not there.
Yeah, he went, what, like 0 for 27 or some shit? It was insane.
When it was him and Dwight Howard, he disappeared. Dwight Howard carried that team. When it was him and Chris Paul.
That series against the Warriors, Chris Paul was carrying the team.
Yeah,
I mean,
then
yes.
When it came up to him at the end,
nothing.
He's going to be called, he's going to be the MVP this summer. And, but, I just.
See, that's crazy. So, like, after watching this playoff series, the fact that James Harden after he, what it was last night, his eighth 40-point game this series, and we're gonna name James Harden the MVP.
It's a regular season award. It's a regular season award.
Bro, that's insane to me.
It's a regular season award.
That is insane to me.
So give it to the regular season MVP. I think we all know who the playoff MVP is.
It's all obviously LeBron. Oh yes, okay. I know I said it was the last question, but he took. Mumbury sent this last yesterday actually, and like I was like, this is bullshit. But after seeing yesterday's game, after hearing all those stats, and fucking, it's insane. You really do think that if they ever were going to be a losing team MVP of the finals, you would think it would be this year and it'd go to LeBron?
Yeah. If let's say he averages 44 points. 10 boards, 10 assists.
They can't. You can't. You can't give it
a
to anyone
block
else.
And a steal a game. And then the thing is, now Curry and Durant, if they split it and they average like 28, 26 or whatever, like, how can you give it to
them over LeBron James?
Over LeBron James. I just feel like...
And you're right. Because you're right.
He is the most valuable player. Because if you remove LeBron from this team... This team would literally be...
This team wouldn't make the playoffs.
Yeah,
they would not be the...
I think they would win. I think they would win 28 games.
Jesus.
I think they would win... they would win 28 games. Because don't forget, Kevin Love is going to get injured every year. Now take Kevin Love away from this team. Who's...
For a third of the quarter. For a third of the season.
Just take Kevin Love away from this team. Even if it's for a quarter of the season, who do they beat?
Nobody.
Their starting lineup is J.R. Smith,
George Hill, Rodney Hood,
Clarkson, Larry Nance Jr.
Oh, Jr. came through yesterday.
Thompson.
He did.
Those guys.
Those are like great six men. Now you don't want them.
All those guys. Maybe George Hill is the only starter out of all those guys.
Jeff Green would come through.
He'd come through once every 10 games. But
that's right.
This is a terrible team. LeBron won't say it, so I will. This is a terrible team.
He won't say it.
And Kevin Love, it's nice when he puts up 20, but he doesn't always put up 20.
No, this is the first time this postseason.
No, he's put up 20 before.
This postseason?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Then I guess those commentators were lying to me. I think he should go to the Sixers. I think that would be the smartest move. I think if he goes to the Sixers, he actually has a chance. He stays in the East because he runs.
Yeah, but
the
what
East.
Are the chances Joel Embiid stays healthy?
There isn't any. But like, that's the thing. He doesn't need Joel Embiid to stay healthy. He has Ben Simmons, who's not the greatest shooter. Who can't shoot? That's fine. It is another problem. But he just needs. He needs that. He needs a Kyle Korver on that team. He needs a spot up shooter. He needs like that person, and that doesn't cost much. Find a veteran or tell Kyle to fucking come over with him. All I'm saying is he goes to Philly, he plays with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and I feel like LeBron being there for Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons to have that kind of leadership, to have that kind of leader in the locker room, on the court, yes, one of them might be hurt for Embiid might be hurt for a little bit of the season, but that is the place, that is the opportunity where LeBron can actually have a like, go to the finals and not have to drop 50 fucking night.
How do you feel about the Lakers signing LeBron and Paul George. In the offseason.
And then
they trade away their top picks, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, to San Antonio for Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, my God. See, that...
So then you have Lonzo, Kawhi...
Paul George, and LBJ.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
And then you have to sign some scrub center, but...
That would be amazing. But the only thing I'm worried about is, like, LeBron made it work with Chris Bosh and Wade, right? But this, after seeing the season OKC had with Westbrook, Carmelo, and Paul George, I am just so not... I feel like that whole personnel
thing...
Well,
don't compare.
No, I'm not going to compare it. But listen, just hear me out first. I think that the personnel thing means a whole lot more than the physicality thing. Because, god damn it, that OKC team was absolute trash.
Yeah, I mean, and they made the playoffs. But it was mostly Melo. Melo couldn't hit a shot to save his life. But I think if he gets bought out and he finds his shot again, I think he's a valuable 15-point... guy off the bench.
But he doesn't have the Wade mentality, which is okay coming off the bench. Carmelo needs to start coming off the bench if he wants to continue to play on the team that's going somewhere. But if he doesn't care about that, then fine. Don't care about that, but don't come on to a team like OKC when they're like Russ Westbrook's trying to win a championship and you're there like, I'm gonna get mine.
First off, I'm gonna get mine. If I was on the team, I'd be getting mine too, because Russell Westbrook, he's overrated. Flat out. He's overrated. God, and how you know he's overrated? Because when people leave his team, they do better. All of them do better.
Oh, God.
Oladipo was trash on his team, left, and became an All-NBA player.
That is a good point. I never even
He makes about everyone that. Worse around him because he makes them go through him.
You're right.
So he looks bomb.
I was just saying Carmelo's about getting his, but Westbrook is the epitome of, I'm going to get mine.
Yeah.
You're right. No, you're right. You're right. You're right. Because
Westbrook doesn't even want you to box out. He wants you to box out so he can get the rebound.
No, that was that one game. That was that one game. But yeah, I think we got it. I mean, I think we'll wrap this up. But I'll definitely be back throughout this series. If it goes,
you want to talk Kanye?
Yeah, of course. No, I'm saying wrapping this up. We have to talk Kanye. I'll definitely be back. If it goes, if it's a sweep, they lose by four, probably not. But if it goes to five or six, I'll definitely be back here. And I'll,
how do you feel about LeBron and the Spurs with Pop?
I would love LeBron and the Spurs with Pop. And that
I would
be
like
the,
that too.
And that would be the first time LeBron would have a good coach.
Yeah. Dude, if you Spoelstra was good.
But this would be the first time LeBron has a coach that is at the caliber LeBron is as a player. Because Popovich...
So you're talking about all-time great player, all-time great coach.
I'm talking about fucking MJ with, what's his name, Phil, and Michael with Phil.
And Jaylen Brown with Brad Stevens.
Okay, calm the fuck down. And Jaylen Brown with Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
No, but that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So yes, if he went there, but like LeBron is so mentally strong instead of weak that I don't feel like he needs a great coach, but that great coach would put the other people, would put the rest of the team in line for greatness to happen.
Would you, if you're the Celtics, would you trade Kyrie for LeBron?
Of course.
Right now you would?
Of
this offseason?
Of course.
If he signs like a three-year deal?
Of course. LeBron James, I would welcome you with open arms to Celtics because I'm a huge LeBron fan and I'm a Celtics fan. So
you're not worried about his age?
No. Fuck off. No. It's LeBron James. He played 82 games this season. In game one of the fucking finals, he dropped 51. I am not worried about his age. What I'm worried about is J.R. fucking Smith.
I also would do that trade because I think we win. I think you win two championships at least out of that.
Yes.
And I think it's worth it.
It's definitely worth it. Fuck feelings. Like Isaiah Thomas and that shit, how it happened at the Celtics.
That was bad.
That was shitty.
But when I take it back, no,
you wouldn't, would you? But like the thing is, you have to ask yourself that same question with Kyrie. He came here, he said he was going to do some great things, but
he got injured, and he does get injured a lot
every year. Kyrie gets injured.
He's sneaky, and no, he's not even sneaky. He gets injured every year.
And one year he got injured into the finals. So shit sucks, and it's hard, and it's hard. It's not the thing is.
But we could have used him in the finals.
Oh hell yeah.
And the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes.
All right, let's.
Now we're talking the news that everyone's going to be talking about.
Because, like half hour after the end of the game.
Exactly.
We were watching the live stream of Kanye's listening party out in Wyoming.
Wyoming. So let me be quiet for a little bit and let Burry talk about Wyoming real quick, because I, for the love of fucking God, don't understand what is going on in Wyoming. Why is he taking out his rappers out there? I mean, like, you think hip-hop, and the last place on earth you would think of hip-hop is Wyoming. What's going on in Wyoming, Burry?
Well, if you recall your hip-hop history, I think you took a hip-hop class.
I sure did.
Historically and culturally, Wyoming's been a hot spot and a center for hip-hop. For decades, if we go back as far as Grandmaster Caz,
what the fuck are you talking?
I think he's from Jackson Hole. I think Kanye just dipped out there. He had a studio out there, and I think that's where he produced most of this album. Yeah. I think that's where he produced most of like Daytona and all these other albums.
Listening to the Pusha T's interviews when he goes to like Ebro in the morning, you know, Breakfast Club, all that shit, he said that that's where he went. He went to Utah and then he went to Wyoming. Yeah. And that's where he did all the production.
Makes sense. It's away from everybody. I mean, he's done this before. After the Taylor Swift shit, he kind of self-exiled all the way to...
He went out of the country that time.
Yeah, he went out and then he came back. But when he came back to start making his album, he was somewhere. It was in Hawaii. Oh,
okay. So he just likes escape. He just wants to escape. He wants the quietness. I mean, he figured, why not have it at the place where I made the music? Let's have the listening party.
So flew everyone out there.
Let's name a few people we saw in the background. So first of all, the first person who we saw was Chris Rock.
So Chris Rock spoke in the beginning, but like it was let's see, Ty Dolla Sign, Jonah Hill, 2 Chainz, Pusha T, Janet Taylor.
Do you think Jay-Z was there?
No.
You don't think so?
There. He wasn't there.
You know for a fact that you don't think so?
I know for a fact he wasn't there.
Get the fuck out.
I know for a fact he wasn't there.
Yeah, Jay-Z definitely wasn't there.
Nah, Beyonce still ain't letting him out the house.
You think I'm gonna let you hang out with them Kardashians? You must be out of your goddamn mind.
But yeah, so then they just play the album. I know if you've seen the other listening party for the one in Madison Square Garden, it's pretty much the same thing. Everyone was rocking out. Cudi was there too.
Pusha T was there.
Yeah, everyone was jumping.
Chris Rock was funny. He said, "Hey, Pusha T, don't diss me." He said, "Don't diss me."
Chris Rock had some jokes.
Of course, that was a great opener.
Listen to the album the first time, and then me and Swartek were just sitting there confused because we were waiting for the actual album to drop. And leaked that Kanye literally took a picture, took the album cover picture on the way to
the listening party.
But the album still wasn't out, and then it just released pretty much this morning.
Yeah.
10 hours later.
Exactly.
Apparently they were still working on it last night.
I think it's amazing. And like the thing I love about this album is it's like they reference a lot of stuff. And we'll get to the songs right now. It referenced a lot of stuff that happened like a week ago. So he mentions the fact that he said slavery was a choice.
Yeah.
Right? So like it's good. I mean, and I love so the thing about Kanye is a lot of the songs, I think Graduation, you know, College Dropout, Graduation, that's when I could relate to the actual lyrics. But production-wise, it's always been goddammit fire. And that's the reason why, like, a lot of the times when they use Kanye songs for, like, trailers for music, I just get so hyped because the production value is amazing. But this album I like because I just understand, I'm just with all of the pop culture shit he's talking about, and I'm, like, invested. Like, everyone's right now invested in Kanye. But starting with the songs, yeah, I'm seeing that you're about to pull up. I was going to do the same thing. But I have to say, that first song about him killing himself, wanting to kill himself, and how he loves other people, genius. He just knows how to be as cocky as possible where it's entertaining. Because that is so true. He was like, yeah, I think about killing myself, and I love you. I love myself
more than I love you.
it's like, of course. Of course you do, Kanye.
Yeah, and the tone changes so much. But it's also, it kind of has a lot of different Kanye's. I don't know how to say it in it. It has a lot of soul samples in the middle of the album. It's only 7 songs. So it breezes by. It's like 25 minutes.
Yes.
Beginning part's kind of hard. One song, the third song, sounds exactly like Wolves. Pretty much, it's like a darker Wolves. All Mine. Yikes, and I Think About Killing You.
Yep, I think so. I think that one's probably my favorite song. What were you just saying?
All Mine. Not a lot of like futures in terms of people dropping bars.
No,
a lot of other people singing. I think Party Next Door is in it. Cudi, Ghost Town. Ghost Town is
the worst Cudi song.
No, I like it.
But maybe it's gonna rub. I think
it's a song that grows on you, but. It's Cudi and Ye, and it's kind of weird because they're supposed to have a joint album dropping this month.
Yes.
And that's also called Kids See Ghosts. So.
So you think it's gonna have a lot of that sound?
I think so.
I hope not.
And it kind of has like a weird. The outro kind of sounds like it almost sounds like a rock rock song. It's kind of weird, but definitely check that one out. First three songs. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that, so that does sound like
Kid Cudi. I think that's what Kidsy Ghost is gonna sound like. But the thing about this is, unlike all of his other albums, there's no like
horrible song.
No, there's no like standout hit, outstanding track.
You don't think so?
Here's the thing. I've only listened to it a couple of times.
Yes.
But the thing is, hearing The Life of Pablo, hearing Yeezus, hearing everything else, there's always
like you step knew in. Slaves was the shit. You knew those songs were gonna pop.
Yeah, and here it's like I don't know. They kind of just blend together. It's really short song. Yeezus was short. This is really short.
And so, do you think that
there's no like ultralight beams or famous that just stands out from the rest? Which yeah. I don't know if that's. I think Daytona has the same thing too, and I don't know if it's because it's so short or because they're all kind of the same level production wise. There's no one that's made to stand out. I don't know if it's because he literally has made 50 songs in the past 4 months for everyone. Because don't forget, there's a Nas album coming out,
Teyana Taylor,
and a Teyana Taylor album, and the Kid Cudi. So if they're all seven songs, I hope they change it up like that, because I kind of want a standout Kanye track.
So listening to this album made me happy, right? I finally feel like Kanye talking about Trump, and I haven't even talked to you about that, which is we can talk about next, but Kanye talking about Trump, all that politics stuff, it never surprised me. I thought it was crazy. Yeah, it was nice to have some controversy with Kanye. It was nice to fucking hear Kanye, right? Because he just is controversy, just makes people pay attention to hip-hop again. But I kind of disagree with you. I really, 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 for me at least for Life of Pablo and Yeezus, I had to listen to that album 2 to 3 times, 4 to 5 times before I heard my banger of a version. The first three songs of this album, I am all in.
No, you...
I am all in.
You heard Blood on the Leaves the first time. We're like,
okay, this well, that's because...
Bangs.
Yeah, because there's a difference between... because that one I knew was going to be like bumping. Like, I'm going to bump this song full blast in my car when I'm going speeding at the club. If you go to the right club, it's going to be bumping. But there's no something here bumping. But like, I'm also happy because just like 444, you're very happy with the album. But
it had a standout track.
What was the standout track?
The Story of OJ.
If that was a standout track, then yes, then I think that this is better then. Story of OJ
I'm not talking about complete. I just think, you know, you're used to having like one standout track. Like, there's no singles on this album, I don't think. Unless there's none, like, not that I care, but nothing here is going to play on the radio, I don't think.
No, it's going to play on the radio.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to play on the radio. I like this conversation because we're going to find out in a couple of weeks. And
obviously, they're going to play some shit because it's Ye. it's going to be 11 o'clock.
No, I hear you. No, I know what you mean. Because 444 didn't get much playtime on the radio either. Okay. All right. So I hear what you're not too happy about the album with. But what do you think in all? Total. Like, big picture, what do you think of the album?
I think it's good. I think, clearly, being bipolar is kind of a big part of it.
Yes.
Being bipolar, it's awesome. Which I guess is a joke.
Yes.
And the album itself is kind of bipolar, too.
Yeah.
Because first three tracks
are harder.
Kind of hard.
Yeah, like he was talking
about. Kind of transitions in the middle.
And that transitions.
And then it's a lot of singing and asking for forgiveness and all this other stuff.
Exactly.
I
think a couple of those songs are all about Kim, like he's apologizing to Kim for some shit. he drinks all the wine, he takes all the credit, he's all the shine, but I've always been super confused about that relationship because Kanye is like the most controlling. Like he just comes off as like everything goes my way or doesn't go.
See,
at
I don't
all.
Think that. I and, don't think. I don't think. I don't think that's true. I just think that because clearly he brings in. See, if, I think if that was the case, he would do all this by himself. But clearly, he likes bringing in a lot of people for help as long as he thinks you're actually good.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, he's had... And he'll put everyone that helps him on the album. Like, so, clearly...
So, he's. You don't think he's as... Do you... Because he seems... So, we think he's a narcissist. So you're saying he's like...
I'm not saying he's not a narcissist.
So, you're saying he thinks so great... He thinks of himself so great, but he has no problem sharing his greatness with the people around
him. I think he's like... trying to be more of a composer than just a straight up producer.
Than just a straight producer, rapper, producer, whatever. I agree. So, can we talk real quick? I know this is late, but I want to know what your feelings were about Kanye and Trump and the MAGA hat and slavery.
Oh, you want
choice.
Me to just go get my MAGA hat real quick and then we can restart this interview?
Please, goddamn it, do not. What'd you think? Did you care? Were you surprised? Did that shit hit you? Did you feel some type of way?
Let me say this. Because at first I was like, is Kanye being crazy again?
Yes.
And then I watched the entire Charlamagne interview.
Okay. The full 2 hours. It was like 1 hour and 48 minutes of shit. It was
and
long
it
long.
Made a lot of sense. And I was actually surprised.
Did you really think it made a lot of sense?
Yes.
I felt like it was jumping around the entire time he was giving the most vague bullshit answers.
No,
they were talking about some like clouds in the air fucking shit.
No, I thought I could understand where he was coming from, and then literally hours after that, he's screaming at TMZ. And then I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
Do you care? Did you care at all? Were you disappointed? Were you sad?
No, I think it's different if he had been a champion for... Well, he had been a champion.
Exactly. For, like, I was about to say that.
But he has been in a while.
Okay, sure.
And I think it's clear that he's changed.
Yes.
And I think in the internet era... We're so quick to pull up videos from 10 years ago.
Yes. That you forget that it is
that
10 fucking years
everyone changes.
Ago. Yeah, it's not yesterday
and
that he said this shit. It's 10 years ago.
I mean, clearly, the man has been living in Calabasas in Montana and all this shit. To say that he might not be as connected as everyone else is an understatement. And expecting, I don't know. I just feel like... It didn't stop me from staying up and watching his live stream.
Yeah, no, of course not. All right, so I agree with most of what you said. Do you blame him? So a lot of people, so the people that are anti-Kanye right now are saying, this is insane what he said, that there's no coming back. Like, I don't care if he's bipolar, whatever. He's a dick, he's wearing the hat, he's for Trump. It's the worst thing ever, right? Those are against. The people that are for Kanye are saying, Kanye's always been crazy. This is just another crazy thing he's doing.
Well, first
he's
off,
the best artist like
you gotta ever. Have the same energy because don't forget, Kanye has been wearing the Confederate. He was wearing the Confederate flag when Yeezus was dropping.
Shut up.
No. Yeah,
is that true?
He had a jacket with the Confederate flag, and he said he was gonna like take it back and reuse it and do all this stuff. And everyone was just like, all right, cool.
Really?
That was it.
See, I didn't even know because no one made a fuss about it.
No one made a fuss about it. And
so this is not that big of a leap.
And now, with Trump, I think it's very clear that he has no idea any policies, things that Trump is doing.
He doesn't know.
I think he just looks at Trump and says, I could do that. And that's why he likes him. That being said, obviously,
you can't.
There are consequences to doing shit like that. But am I worried? No, not worried.
No.
I'm also... I think in this day and age, people just get riled up and want someone to
to point the finger at Blade, yeah, have to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And I think the album was great. It didn't change the way I looked at Kanye at all.
I think
all.
It's going to be an album you got to listen to for a bit.
Yes.
No, I don't think fine. Right now, I would not put it up with everything else he's done.
I would put it above Yeezus.
I'd probably put it above 808.
Shut up.
I put it above 808, but that's also, it's my least favorite album.
Wait, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, 808's my least favorite. And then
including Life of Pablo and Yeezus.
Yeah, I think it's 808, Late Registration, then Life of Pablo, then Yeezus.
Wow. Late Registration has to be my least favorite because I don't know what that album is. I just have to be honest. So late registration would have to be my least, but then it has to go Yeezus, Life of Pablo,
Wake Up Mr. West, Heard Him Say, Touch the Sky, Gold Digger.
How can you not like that?
Because it has Drive Slow, My Way Home, Roses, Bring Me Down, Addiction,
trash,
a lot
trash.
Of skits, like,
yeah.
Skits don't age well too.
No, they don't. Because it has to be relevant.
Celebration, Late, We Major. I don't know. It's just...
Anyways, this is a good album, but at the same time, it's very current. It's very now. So we'll have a conversation about this after I've listened to it like 9, 10, 15 times, and then I'll be able to really say...
I think it is telling that he's not... Because he's been saying for a while that it's Drake's time. And so Kanye... I don't even think he's trying to have huge hits anymore.
You don't think this is going to be Grammys like nothing?
No, I think he might win a Grammy. I think it's definitely going to like do numbers in streaming. But I don't think he's like going for radio play anymore. I think that's past him. I think he's looking more to like
Jay-Z's type of
Jay-Z lifestyle. Pusha T, where like he has a lane, yes, kills it. He already has millions of fans.
Yes,
and I think he's just going to try to keep them happy. And keep evolving in terms of, instead of like, you know how like you see a lot of pop stars and stuff like change their everything to try to stay like.
I'm talking about like Puff Daddy and Tashanti.
Young and relevant.
And what's his name now? Love Juice, whatever. Whatever the fuck his name is.
No. You know, Riff Raff got hit with the Me Too for real. His tour got canceled.
What?
Yeah.
So this is real, huh?
I think so.
What was the Me Too for Riff Raff?
It apparently was over Twitter. Riff Raff accused of rape on social media, and
so someone on Twitter said that you raped me.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too serious, but then his tour got canceled.
There has to be something behind it. It can't just be that he said it. The woman or the guy, whatever he is, person is, said it. So there has to be something. Lawsuits are filed.
Yeah, I think so.
There's been accusations there. Charges. The whole nine. Is it going to court? Is it like the whole shebang? Or is he just accused?
Apparently he drugged her. Codeine party shot. 60 milliliters.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and then... Yeah, this shit seems serious.
Was he on it too? So, first of all, before I even say anything about this, I just think, like, this whole thing is insane. So, if he drugged her, if that was the intention, and what you called it, a codeine party...
Yeah, I'm literally quoting from... I'm reading her statement.
Oh,
She wrote a statement out on Facebook.
Okay.
Made it public, and just decided to just come out.
Okay. Well...
And then, immediately, his tour got canceled in Australia, which I think is good.
Yeah.
And, he might be in jail.
So, yeah, let's just...
It's from 2013.
From 2013. Shit sucks, bro. Shouldn't have fucking drugged somebody.
Yeah, I don't get... This is the part that I don't get. Like, clearly there were women that were willing to have sex with you at this show.
Hey, listen, that's the
why thing, do you have to pick one that doesn't want to have sex with you?
That's the crazy thing. That's the part that always blows my mind. And maybe it's not as easy as we think, but it has to be. And because you go to these concerts,
no,
and
I think
wanting like throwing their clothes off to run at these people.
No, I think it's the people that would do it when they weren't famous.
Are going to still do it.
Yeah.
So you okay? Yeah.
Because these people don't stop. R. Kelly has been caught multiple times. This dude does not stop.
He's still living with, like, girls that turned 18 yesterday.
He's like a boss in those, like, movies that keeps on coming back at the end, but he's, like, missing an eyeball this time. He has an eye patch, and now he has, like, a mechanical arm.
I know.
And just keeps coming back, and just they're like, I thought going. I killed you, and he was like, R. Kelly's like, no, I'm still back here. Never convicted.
But yeah, no. Yeah, throw the book at him. I mean, if it's true, if the accusations are true, throw the book at him. Due diligence, of course.
We want due diligence. And then Kanye had a Me Too joke on the album.
Yeah. Oh yes, Russell Simmons. He says Russell Simmons
trying to help Me Too. I told him that's funny because you got Me Too. I told him so, I'll help him because he got Me Too.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Me Too movement is real. Kanye said it. That's how you know.
Oh, but good pod. Listen to the album. It's called Yay, by the way. We didn't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys know what it's called. It's Kanye goddamn West. Yes. Thank you guys for watching again. Part 2. I'll be back if it goes past game 7. And I'll definitely be back at the end of all of the albums. Because that's when I really want to talk to you and be like, is it Nas, Kid Cudi? Is it Teyana Taylor's? Who's
Drake's,
your favorite?
Drake's will have dropped by then if he didn't stop the rollout. From Pusha.
When's Drake's dropping?
It's supposed to be end of June.
Okay, and when is the last of the...
All these should be dropping in June.
All of them. So everything's going to be done. So the end of June, this June is going to be hot, super fire. So definitely I'll have another conversation with you about all this music. I don't have too many friends that like to listen to this kind of music outside of Burry, so that's why I like coming up here.
I.e. black friends.
I mean, the truth is the truth is the truth. But don't forget to like, subscribe, comment down below. The question I want to know the most, there's two really. Number one, how far do you think the Cavs will go? And then number two, Kanye's album. Yay, what did you think about it? Did you like it? Is it great? Is it the worst? Let me know. Catch you guys later. Deuces.